And he's got 13 years. That's 24 years in baseball by the time that's done.
He is 26 years old.
So he was 17 at the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so even that, 24, 17, that puts him at 41, right? Does my math serve me correct on that?
So he was drafted in 2010. He made his debut in 2012.
Okay, so it's still 7 years ago. So that's 20 years, and he was how old at the time you said?
Oh, I didn't say how old he was at the time. I just said he was born in 92.
Okay.
And he made his...
So he was 20 then. So he was born in 92.
So when he was 20 is when he first stepped out on the major league field.
Right. But you said he was
drafted in 2010.
Okay. So, yeah.
So he went into a minor league contract at that point.
Yeah. So he's going to be 40, 41 years old by the time this is done. Like, is that really enough? Is, like, that amount of money, like, are they going to get their money's worth? Good luck, Phillies.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, they were in the same boat with Stanton. You know, where'd he go?
He went to the Yankees.
The Yankees?
Because he was part of the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Same idea.
The thing is that just start really... Here's an idea. Spend some money on your scouts to find you young, upcoming people that you can get for, you know, like maybe... $5 million, you know, $10 million.
The Phillies got our Andrew McCutchen too.
Ooh, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What do you think? We should take one more break.
Let's take another break.
Do you have any more giant tidbits that I just don't know about?
No.
Okay. So we're gonna take one more break, and then we're gonna talk about movies that we have seen lately.
Yeah.
Which you might be a little bit behind on if you haven't been going to the movies recently.
That's right.
All right. So, you know, we will be right back. You're listening to We're a Little Behind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Gun Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to We're a Little Behind. I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez.
And so we are going to be talking about movies that are still in the theater.
So we are not a little behind them.
Right. We actually saw these things pretty quickly when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Week of.
That's right.
I plan to do that this week with Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
A-boom! Captain Marvel. Sounds like it's going to be pretty good. I'm looking forward to it.
I've seen some reviews.
I've heard something about Marvel's Avengers Endgame.
Yeah?
It's going to be over 3 hours long.
No,
that's
really?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But you know what? With a movie like that, it makes sense because people will watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, usually, you better keep your movies at 2 hours tops. But, no, people will clamor to see anything Marvel puts out.
Yeah.
I mean, they could announce that they're making a 24-hour movie, and people are like, okay, here's my money.
It was, I saw a meme today that said Marvel fans talking about how Endgame, they got to see Endgame for 3 hours without a bathroom break. Lord of the Rings fans be like, and it shows the two hobbits looking like, really?
That's true.
Okay, so what have we watched recently that we can talk about, which is, one of them is Alita, Battle Angel.
Now, we are a little behind in that we had never read the graphic novel that it's based on, so
right.
We had no idea what to expect going into it.
At all.
I was a little cautious going in because it kept being compared to Avatar.
Uh-huh.
And unpopular opinion, I didn't really like Avatar. I felt that it was overrated. I didn't think that the 3D, I never saw it in 3D.
Oh.
So maybe that was part
of
my problem.
That's one of the only reasons to really see that.
But I didn't like it primarily because I felt it was just Fern Gully without giving Fern Gully its fair praise.
Yeah.
But so I wasn't a fan of Avatar.
So Alita.
So going into Alita, I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. It was okay.
Robert Rodriguez directed it, though, and not James Cameron.
Right. So it...
Which, not to say anything bad, James Cameron is in no way, shape, or form a Michael Bay.
James Cameron does what James Cameron does because he's James Cameron.
Yes.
No, I'm a fan of Cameron. He makes good movies. Avatar is an exception in my book for James Cameron. But
it was there to be a 3D vehicle. Because
right.
3D at the time was not really anything.
Right. So the film was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the graphics were top-notch. Alita herself, the main character, is not real. Like, there is no part of her that is human. She's all digital effect.
Right.
And most of the other characters had digital effects to them. Like, there was a lot of androids with, like, human faces. And you could tell that these were humans who then got digitally altered later. Like, you could tell on their face.
Yeah.
But Alita was all CGI.
Right.
And you could also tell that. And it's not in a bad way. Like, she wasn't poorly done. She was amazingly done. She looks fantastic. But you could tell that she wasn't real.
The thing I got from this movie is just, it solidifies how great Jackie Earl Haley is as an actor.
He was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He plays one of the main antagonists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. Antagonist. And he was great. The story arc was good. I was on board for that. But the dialogue itself was terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy.
It was super cheesy and
so on a scale
a little distracting.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would probably give this a 7.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
I'd say that's fair.
Okay.
It set up for a sequel, which, again, kind of... irked me because I don't like it when movies do that.
Well, it's based on this movie was the first four of nine graphic novels in a series.
Right.
So of course they're setting it up for a sequel.
Right, but it almost made it to the point where this movie can't really stand on its own.
Right.
And that's my biggest pet peeve with movies like this, is I don't like movies that can't stand on their own.
Right.
This is especially bad with second parts of trilogies, because if I'm going to watch a movie, I want to be able to go in and just watch that one movie and be good. And I don't feel like you could do it with this one, because it left way too many things hanging. And it is necessary for it to have a sequel.
Right.
Unlike Death Day, which we just talked about, which was great on its own, and we didn't even realize it needed a sequel.
But Lego Movie?
Lego Movie 2.
I'm trying to get through these because we got about 5 minutes left.
The second part was amazing. Yeah. I loved it.
It was really good.
I put it right under the first one. And the only reason I say under is because I think the first one had such a unique turn at the end that you didn't see coming.
There was so much magic to it.
Yeah.
And there's people missing from this one.
Right. And so it would have been hard to overcome the first one, because the first one was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, but it's still good. It was funny. It was well made. The fact that they really turned into the skid with who Chris Pratt is as an actor is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because there's a new piece who is basically all of the roles Chris Pratt has ever done.
Right.
And it's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, I'd give this about a 8.5, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else did we see recently?
We saw How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yes, that's right. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Hidden World. Now, you were really excited about this one because you've been a huge fan of this series.
I was really excited about this one. And I was like, okay, the first one's amazing. The second one's fantastic. And, you know, the third one looks like it's going to be good. So I go in with, I know I shouldn't, but I went in with my expectations high, and it did not disappoint.
Yeah.
Oh, this movie was fantastic. Everything about it was great. The writing is good as always. The cast that they have for all the roles are perfect, and it gets you in the heartstrings like it should. The one thing about this one is that it doesn't play on the sympathy for very long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't get you until close to the end. And then there's some things that will definitely get you. But from a movie series that in the first one of the trilogy, the lead character as a kid loses a leg, I'm expecting some pretty hardcore stuff. And honestly, like, they kept it pretty mellow on the tearjerkers. But boy, when they did, they hit hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it was. I mean, I was openly crying, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
And like, for the ending, I will tell you, it feels like a very good end of a series.
This one I can see them making more if they want to, but it wasn't a cliffhanger. It wasn't this obviously needs a sequel. It was a very nice, satisfying ending.
Well, I think anything now, as long as the characters don't die, which even that doesn't quite necessarily lead to finality. But, like, if the characters die, then usually that's the end of series.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the characters don't die, then anything could be kind of left open for a sequel.
Right.
And I'm not saying much about this, but, I mean, obviously they're not going to kill off the entire village, obviously, you know. So this one, I feel that on a scale of one or the other, I feel like they leaned in more to absolutely making that ending the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
It didn't feel like it was, let's really try hard to leave this back door open.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitively, yeah, it did not disappoint. Like, this is a trilogy that all of them are wonderful, and you're going to be hard pressed to actually find your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's wonderful. So yeah. Absolutely.
So we give these movies, you know, pretty close to full marks. So
I would give this one about a 9, 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about going, just go see it. Go see it. So coming up, looking forward, we're looking forward to seeing Happy Death Day to You and Captain Marvel.
Right.
Which we will see by our next episode.
Yeah, but we need to come up with stuff that's older. We're getting a little too. We're getting too ahead of being behind.
We're working on it.
I know. But you can catch all of our episodes thus far. There's a couple we're actually behind. That's what we're behind on is updating our website. You can catch episodes of our show that you may have missed on our website, gomezcast.com. And you can find us where else?
You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Yes. Oh, this right here. I got 5 on it. Oh, if you have not seen the trailer for Jordan Peele's next movie, which is called Us, it's his follow-up to, not a sequel, but a follow-up to
Get Out.
You need to check it out. It is terrifying. The trailer is terrifying.
It is, and I can't wait to watch it.
He does such suspense so well. I feel that it's... that Jordan Peele is the director that everyone wants M. Night Shyamalan to be.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah. All right. So you are listening to We're a Little Behind. Catch us next time and enjoy your evening, right? I'm Chris Gomez.
I'm Jen Gomez. And good night.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.